China is assisting Pakistan in constructing the plant despite objections from the United States, which opposes Chinese nuclear cooperation with Pakistan. The deal, in which China will provide both technical and financial help to Pakistan, is the latest example of a growing relationship between the two countries. China is already the leading provider of military hardware to Pakistan, and relations appear to reach a new high last month when the Chinese and Pakistani navies completed their first-ever joint exercises. At the same time, China has maintained good relations with Pakistan's nuclear rival, India. Professor He Baogang, a researcher at the National University of Singapore's East Asia Institute, says China's drive to sustain good relations with both India and Pakistan is a sign of Beijing's new approach.
In the past, we often hold a view, friend or enemy relationship. So if China has a very good relation with India, that means China has a better relation with Pakistan. Or either China have a good relation with Pakistan, that means the China and the India relation will be, tend to be bad. But this time, such view does not hold in this case now. China is not more likely to develop multiple good relations with everyone.
Professor He says he sees this as an indication of China's drive to place itself as a leader in the South Asia region.
China developed a very kind of skillful and diplomacy, what they call the great power mentality. China wants to expand its power to improve the relationship with India, Pakistan at the same time. It's exactly the Chinese effort to increase its influence in South Asia.
The United States has repeatedly urged China to stop its nuclear cooperation with Pakistan. China and Pakistan have both responded by saying they are not working together for military purposes. President Musharraf arrived in Beijing Monday after attending the Boao Forum, a meeting for Asian business and political leaders in China's southern Hainan Island. His next stop on Tuesday is South Korea, where he is to discuss trade. Luis Ramirez, VOA News, Beijing.